All right, I'm going to introduce our next speaker now. I want to welcome up to the microphone Senator Maureen Faruqi. Dr. Maureen Faruqi is the Deputy Leader of the Australian Greens and the Senator for New South Wales. She became the first Muslim woman to sit in any Australian Parliament when she joined the New South Wales Parliament in 2013. And in 2018, she took her proudly feminist and anti-racist approach to Canberra when she joined the Federal Senate. She has been an unflinching voice on social, climate and racial justice. She has been, without doubt, the strongest voice for Palestine in the Australian Parliament and continually has called for an end to the occupation and the apartheid. So make her welcome.
Thank you, Damien. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I acknowledge the sovereign owners of the lands we gathered on, the Gadigal people, and pay my respects to elders past and present. We are on stolen land. Sovereignty was never ceded. This is, always was, and always will be Aboriginal land. Today, I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you for your staunch and unwavering solidarity with Palestine and for justice. Thank you for showing up each and every day. Thank you for showing up each and every weekend. Thank you for showing up each and every week. Come rain, hail, or shine. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I do know that for some of us, this does come at a great cost. Thank you for not giving up. Because giving up is exactly what the genocidal Israeli government, which is massacring Palestinians, wants us to do. Giving up is what the US government that provides money and bombs to Israel wants us to do. And shamefully, giving up is exactly what our own government that stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel wants us to do. Giving up is exactly what they want. But how utterly wrong are they? Are we going to give up? Will we keep talking about Palestine? How utterly disconnected and disengaged are they from the people that they pretend to represent? Because after 7 months of this genocide, after 35,000 Palestinians have been slaughtered, after 211 days of the massacre of Palestinians, our movement is only getting stronger. You just have to look at the uni students and staff protests that are springing up around the world, from Columbia University to Sydney University on Gadigal land, demanding that their institutions cut ties with apartheid Israel. Those students, see through the web of lies being spread by the media, by Labour, by the Liberals, and by the institutions in this country. All these institutions and politicians who are trying to diminish Palestinian lives, and shame on them. What the students are doing is so, so critically important, because they see the complicity of corporations, of institutions, of finance, that enables the Israeli state to permanently wage war and apartheid on the Palestinian people. They can see right through that. A ceasefire, of course, is critical. But we know that Israel is going to continue to kill, they will continue to maim, and they will continue to arrest Palestinian people as long as the occupation exists. So the occupation has to end. We are are demanding that the world do to Israel exactly what we did to apartheid South Africa. Boycott, divest, and sanction. Boycott, divest, and sanction until we see an end to Israel's apartheid and freedom and justice for all people who live between the river and the sea, not just some, all people. By sticking your neck out and taking a stand against the establishment does bring great consequences. And recently, we see the violence meted out against US college students and staff who are engaging in peaceful protest. Violence from the state on peaceful protesters, and impunity for right-wing violent mobs who attack them. That is what is happening. And it started here too. At Monash University in Melbourne, a right-wing mob attacked the encampment, destroying tents, stealing supplies, and intimidating students. But you know what? There is such a stark contrast between our movement for peace and the pro-genocide crews. We build, they destroy. The classic colonial mindset. Let's be proud of what we are doing here. We know that Israel is preparing for a move against the more than a million people crammed into the city of Rafah. So don't listen to the rhetoric of politicians when that happens, and as they pretend that they care about Palestinians. The USA will continue to send billions in aid and bombs to Israel. The Australian government will stomp its feet, but will still do nothing. They will take no meaningful action beyond perhaps a lukewarm press release, until we force them to. You know what? It's been a month since Israel targeted and killed Australian aid worker Zomi Frankum and six other aid workers in Gaza. There's hundreds others that have been killed. Sadly, this government, our government, has done nothing of substance, even in response to that. No war crimes investigation, no sanctions, no expulsion of the Israel ambassador, no accountability for Israel. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese thinks that we will forget. The Labour government thinks we will move on. But I will pledge to you that I will never stop talking about Palestine. The flames of justice for Palestine that are flickering around the world will only burn brighter and brighter. And these flames are inspired by the resistance, the humanity, and the courage of the Palestinian people. And that alone tells me that from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Thank you very much, everyone.
That is what a leader looks like. Please give another round of applause to Senator Maureen Farooqui.